I'm going to start this hour by joining Dr. Deborah Strowman of the Keenan Flagler Business School sports commentator here on the phone with us today. And we're going to be talking about cheating today with a new development in the ongoing Yankees-Red Sox rivalry. Dr. Strowman, thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. There is no doubt that New York is oftentimes considered the pulse of America, and what happens up there kind of reverberates across the country. And I don't know how many people are paying attention down here in North Carolina unless you are a diehard Red Sox or Yankees fan, but there is something brewing in Major League Baseball around the Boston Red Sox being accused of cheating, stealing signs from the Yankees.
So what exactly is it that transpired? Basically, it was runners on second base stealing signs from the catcher and then relaying them to coaches, right?
Well, there's no doubt that Major League Baseball has tried to get ahead of this advancement in technology and sport. And there is a specific code that says you can't use electronics. It's against the rules. Mm-hmm. But the Yankees are suspecting that the Red Sox were using some form of electronic communication to get better hitting performance, as in reading the pitchers. And so what happens is that when you have a batter up, the Red Sox will use information, whether they get it from the iWatch, whether it's on television, whether they're pulling it from some type of electronic platform, and then they would relay this information to their assistant trainer, John Joakim. He would then relay the information to Red Sox hitters who were up to bat, and if they had somebody on second base, then that runner would look at their catcher, and then their catcher would know the different signals of a team and use that to send it over to the batter. So it is what the young people say, it's a hot mess, and there are a lot of people concerned. I think it's also kind of funny that once again, this whole New England thing, whether it's the Patriots or the Red Sox, but they're cheating.
Yeah, I was going to say, between Deflategate and this, I don't want to say too much because Art Chansky's back in the back. He might run on in, but...
Well, we don't even have to go to Deflategate. I think a lot of people have forgotten the fact that in 2007, 10 years ago, Bill Belichick was caught videotaping the New York Jets.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Defensive coaching signals and Spygate. That's what set off that media frenzy and tarnished the Pats' record. But, of course, they've moved on and certainly won more Super Bowls since then. But that whole area, it just seems to be something in the water in terms of how do you win.
We're like 45 years away from, about 40-plus years away from Watergate having happened. We're still attaching the word gate to every single scandal to the point where I don't think most Americans even know where that even comes from anymore.
Well, you're right, Watergate, but really, the whole thing with gate seems to just do a good job of summarizing someone's frustration with another person's or organization's actions. I'm also reminded of, what is this cheating all about? And is it just a personal decision? How far do you take the quest to win a ring or to have to be called number one? But I'm reminded of all the cheating that goes on in athletics in terms of doping, using steroid use for superior performance. And there's no doubt we have a long list of folks in Major League Baseball, from Barry Bonds, Jose Canseco, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire, Manny Ramirez, A-Rod, Sammy Sosa. Even golf had some doping accusations. I don't know if you all remember Vijay Singh, but mm-hmm. he was locked in a multi-year battle because he admitted that he had used deer antler spray to improve his performance. And some people say, you know what, it's not cheating. And how far do you draw the line? We allow athletes to use sport drinks, and University of Florida, their researchers actually came up with Gatorade.
Yep.
And they were giving it only to the Florida athletes because they didn't dehydrate quickly as the other athletes. But should coffee be allowed? How many cups? How about taking vitamins? So this whole thing around cheating can really lead to a lot of discussion and critical analysis.
And this is, speaking with Dr. Deb Strowman again, Keenan Flagler Business School, like, fun conversation, but this really does bring up some really important issues. And this, I think, is something that that we really need to consider every time we're having just a discussion about any significant issue at all? Like, what are the things that we just completely take for granted when we're having this conversation? Like, we have this negative reaction when we're talking about doping or steroids or sign stealing in baseball or videotaping or the use of electronics, and we consider it cheating. But what actually is the line between doing something that's illicit or illegal or just too far over the edge versus something like you said, Gatorade, or just drinking Muscle Milk or something like that to enhance workouts or performance or rehydrating or things like that? Do we have a good sense just in general of what is too far, how far is too far, or what actually does cross the line? Or is this something we're just doing on an ad hoc basis still?
Well, I think it's another one of those situations where we apply the quote, where you stand depends on where you sit. Because if you're looking at sports in general, people will say we have to draw a hard line because we don't want cheating, and you put cheating in quotation marks. If you go to a specific sport, then you will find tougher regulations and codes than other sports. And then when you take it outside of the sport domain, and since we are a university-related radio station, look at UNC. How far do you define cheating, or how do you define cheating when you talk about test taking? Mm-hmm. Should a student be found guilty of cheating when their eyes happen to wander to their neighbors and they start copying information from their neighbor's seat? Well, what about the student who cheated by taking all these types of drugs to stay awake, or caffeine related things? They are using some type of enhancement to have a better performance on their exam. How about note taking? We provide note-taking services for some athletes due to some type of disability, mental, where we have someone who comes take notes, who will take notes for another student. Is that considered an advantage and an edge? So there are lots of different ways where we look at cheating, but it's really hard to define depending on the particular situation or I guess you could say industry.
And those are all really good questions. Do you have a sense of how we should answer them?
Well, I think no doubt that you have to have the leaders of that particular organization or industry, but also you need to bring in young people, because with these advances in technology, we are just getting so creative, and young people have a better sense of not being put into a box or not willing to. They're a bit more flexible as to how we make rules and things. So I just think young people should always be involved in the decision. I also look to money. Sadly, that's where a lot of these decisions are made. How does it affect the bottom line? And when you're talking about professional sports and the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox, arguably some of the not only most profitable, but also the most highly recognized sport agencies across the world, people are really going to be concerned, because you've got gambling interests in mind. You've got in terms of what we call statistics and rankings for the future, and how someone will be judged in terms of receiving extra money and compensation and bonuses and things. So the closer that you get to big dollar items, we'll see much more regulation and concern. Otherwise, it's kind of like turn the other cheek, and we'll just kind of figure it out as we go.
And then finally, just to wrap it up full circle, what do you think should happen to the Boston Red Sox?
Well, and I know I could go at Art Chansky about
it. I was going to say, he's listening right now, I'm sure.
So I say, bring them all in, read them their rights, take away wins if necessary. I'm really happy that Red Sox have improved quite a bit over the past, decade. So they are definitely a true rival for New York in terms of New York's amazing run of championships. But I say you definitely have to go after them, because if the shoes were reversed, there's no doubt the Boston Nation would be just so, so upset about the Yankees.
All right. Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler Business School. Thank you so much.
Thank you.